Milwaukee's 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
This man needs no introduction. Please welcome to the program for the start of baseball season 2018. Fireman Jim. Good morning, Fireman Jim.
Good morning, Bob.
Chief Fireman Jim, when you first started liking baseball as a little boy, did you even think you'd live to 2018 to see baseball?
I was hoping I would.
Didn't you think we'd be playing
flying cars to games?
Right. Didn't you think we'd be
flying cars? Yes.
We'd be playing on the moon and they'd have space helmets and all of that stuff.
I did think all that was going to happen.
And here we are in
2 years away from that.
And here we are 2018 where we still play on green grass and hit a white ball with a wooden stick.
The game has not changed.
Leather gloves.
That's the beauty of the game of baseball.
But before we get into baseball much, Fireman Jim, I was watching Emergency the other day.
All right. I've been retired for over a year, so.
Yeah, I know, but you still know.
Who are the stars
stuff.
Of Emergency, Brian?
Randolph Mantooth as paramedic John Gage, and Kevin Tighe as
DeSoto.
And then paramedic Roy DeSoto.
Roy DeSoto, right. That's it, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So what happened this time?
Well, it's not so much what happened this time, it's what happens every time. Well, it does. They get a call, Engine 51 gets a call, and they go out, and it's usually the captain
right.
that responds to the call and says, blah, 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 KMG 365.
Correct.
What is that?
That's their call sign. I don't know. I learned this when I first came to the Milwaukee Fire Department. Was I thought all the 10 codes were the same no matter where you were, but they're not.
Yeah, but that's not a 10 code. They don't say 10
right,
blank.
Right,
they
right.
say... So it's some kind of LA Fire Department meeting.
Yeah, some kind of right. They have some kind of.
Well,
code
what would
meeting.
Be the Milwaukee equivalent?
We wouldn't have. We just go by our engines and truck companies.
Well, okay. Give us a call.
Be it, like what?
Like Aaron Rodgers in the huddle. What would a typical call be in the huddle?
If when just you're say, on a, just when you call every time you call the dispatch, you just got to see your company. You know, ladder 9. We have a.
That doesn't sound near as exciting as Adam 12 or Emergency.
Adam 12 is on right before Emergency.
That's a nice
one-two
punch.
They always start with one Adam 12, 211, blah, right. blah.
Truck
blah,
9
blah.
Pulling up. We have a 2.5 story.
Always at 211.
Balloon construction, smoke showing, second floor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the way the and first thing company
okay.
gives a report that other companies coming in or nothing showing, investigating.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know,
and then as soon as you find
involved,
something, do you get on the radio with that?
Of course,
so that,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you give command to the chief when he gets there and then you do your thing.
Gosh, Fireman Jim, you must miss all the excitement.
I do miss
of being
the excitement.
A fire,
I do.
Because now you're retired Fireman Jim.
I'm retired Fireman Jim. Yes, I do miss the excitement.
Are you settling into that halfway decent now?
I am.
How long's it been?
It's been over a year now.
Over
Did
a year.
Did you ever just feel
My
like running
season.
Into a burning building
because
it was there?
Yeah. I do. I see something and I like want to get
how
the
many
action.
How many retirement lunches have you got? To go to or picnics?
This is only one so far.
One
that
so
I've been,
far.
Where I've been retired.
What did you have to eat?
Brats.
How yeah. many?
Hot dogs. I had about three.
Three. Is that yeah. as many as you wanted or was that the
many
limit?
As many as you want.
Really?
I didn't take
nice.
The golf cart in though yet like the older retirees do. You park and get the golf cart
yeah.
ride in.
Yeah.
I was going to flag one down but I was like, well, some of these guys driving the carts are older than me. They're still on the job. I better walk in. I don't think I should ride the golf cart in quite yet.
Okay. All right.
1 year out. Not even.
Not quite yet. Not quite ready for that. So, yeah, second year at The Rock and
okay.
Got that baseball stadium getting built right now.
Do you guys
you
have,
heard about that,
do you guys
right?
have improvements going on out there right now?
We have a huge building
because it was
on.
An awful nice place the last time I was there, just last fall, Fire and Jim, when
by
you were.
By 2019, a year from now, we'll have a minor league team playing there.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So minor league team is moving in. UWM is going to be playing there.
Does any other town have a major league and a minor league
Oh,
team?
I bet a lot of them
Yeah,
do.
There are. There are a few.
Yeah.
Like New York City?
They can't be within a certain mile to be affiliated. With.
Oh, okay.
So this is an American Association team is moving in, start playing yeah. in 2019.
How many A's?
American Association.
No, like single,
well, I mean,
double,
double a,
triple.
Single
That's
a,
comparable
double a,
to
no a.
Like single A, double A ball. These are guys that they're not signed anymore. Maybe they were signed. They lost their contract. They got injured. They're making their push for the majors. A lot of guys in the majors, not a lot, but a few, mm-hmm. have played American Association baseball.
Okay.
So you're going to see some great baseball there. And right now we're going to name the team contest. We got a farm theme going on.
When does
on.
The Rock open up again for baseball?
Right now,
and
I'm playing
the,
right now.
What about the Umbrella Bar, Fireman Jim?
This Monday. Sunday's Easter. This
okay.
Monday. It
All
opens
right.
up again. Yeah.
Because
so,
the Umbrella Bar is really underrated.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. The food up there is good.
Yeah.
You got a great view.
Yeah. Oh,
if you
fantastic
just wanna, yeah.
view for baseball, for the sunset, Wait, everything.
Are we doing food trucks?
Food truck Thursdays is coming up in starting in June after Memorial Day. Starting up in June. And right. you can watch a stadium get built during the summer. which is pretty cool, and an indoor sports complex. And we're going to have a, you ever heard of Top Golf or Big Shots Golf? We're going to build a range like that, and that'll be going in the next year as well.
What's the name of the team contest?
You can win $2,500. Go to baseballwi.com, and it's a farm theme. My vote, which I can't win, but I thought, you know, the Sod Busters. That's a good, you know, when you, but then my wife says, Sod Busters.
Hasn't been used since Kenny J.
Yeah, hasn't been used in a while. And then, go on urbandictionary.com and check out Sod Buster. Don't do it out there, please. Do not do it because it's pretty frightening.
Is it?
But a sod buster, that's an old school term for you know, they took over their 40 acres and busted up that sod. And,
it won't be a farmy theme.
Farmy theme, yeah. So that's what we're looking at. So season tickets are on sale now as well.
Another exciting year ready at the Rock.
Milwaukee farmers or?
It's going to be, I think, Wisconsin because it's located in Franklin. I think it would be Wisconsin blank.
Won't be the Franklin farmers.
No. I don't think so. That's we're going to Wisconsin right now.
Because alliteration has, you know,
it
a lot
is cool.
to do with, you know, a nickname sometimes. Yeah,
we need a good farm theme.
The Wisconsin Whackers.
Like Bill Walkie
Brewers.
Yeah,
probably not so much Whackers. That probably wouldn't.
Is that worse than Sodbuster?
Yeah, a little.
You'd have a guy swinging a bat, you know? Mm-hmm. Swinging a, what?
Yeah, maybe not quite. Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah. Sodbustering either now. So vote now, baseballwi.com.
All right, where is that again?
Baseballwi.com.
Well, guys, Fireman Jim, we don't have a whole lot of time to talk about.
I know, opening day Thursday.
First of all, your prediction for Brewer wins this year.
All right, now last year I really butchered this. I'm not good at the prediction thing. I think last year I said, do you have a written down thing? I think I said like 78, so I was like 10 off.
You weren't the only one missing.
Well, no. So now, will they regress or will they move forward? I'm going with the wild card. I'm going with, you know, they got to climb that mountain still with the pitching and the Cubs and all that. But I'm going to go with the 88. Back to the Future, 88 miles an hour. I love the number 88. Let's go with 88. Write it down, and I'll be wrong. Hopefully I'm wrong on the low end like I was this year. Because last year, I said 78, and I was way low. Mm-hmm. So they achieved a lot last year, obviously. This year, they
weren't eliminated until a day before the season was over.
I know. You can't ask for more.
You know, they were hanging around. They got out, and they were in first place till the All-Star break, a little after the All-Star break.
They had a 4.5-game lead at the All-Star break, and then reality set in, and actually, you know, people are wondering, you know, pitching. Of course, pitching wins championships, so why did they go out and get so much outfield? Well, if you remember last year, they finished actually better in pitching than hitting. They were they led the league in strikeouts. They were in the bottom third of the National League in runs scored. Where pitching, they were like fourth or fifth in National League in ERA. So go after some hitting. Pitching, will Nelson come back as was he with last year? We'll find out. We're hoping so.
What is his timetable right now?
June now, I believe.
Okay.
I think looking around June, so hopefully, you know, get him back and you know, and will the newcomers, you know, pitch
have we
well?
Heard
Chase
anything?
Anderson, he's pitching well.
Right.
We'll see.
So Jimmy Nelson, did we hear much about him during spring training?
Yeah, he's starting to throw.
Okay.
He's throwing. Yeah, but
all because he was diving back to first. Why do we have pitchers?
I know that. Now I was on the pitchers hitting thing for the longest time, but after last couple of years, I'm like, you know, they are so specialized, they don't need to hit anymore. They're so valuable now. Their salaries are insane. Why are they hitting?
Pitching being the goal
makes it the game of baseball. Sparky Anderson thought having designated hitters was changed the game too much.
Yeah, the game has changed a little bit, and that's, I mean, you might see, I can't predict if they're going to have the DH in a couple of years. I mean, every year it gets talked about, and every year it stays in the National
League. All right, so you say 88 wins for the Brewers.
Sure, wild card.
Who do you see in the World Series?
You can see a repeat of the Astros and Dodgers again. I mean, why not? Yankees are up and, you know, they're tough. Astros are definitely the team to beat in the American League, I think, again. Are the Brewers going to follow the Astros? Like, you know, the Astros had a great year. They regressed one year, and then they shot to the moon. You know, will the Brewers regress this year? I don't think they will. I think they'll at least maintain what they had last year, but we shall see.
Well, gosh, Fireman Jim, you are always the optimist.
Thursday.
Always the optimist.
All right.
Loving it. Baseball season.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
I'm here all warm weather can't be far away. Since you're around again.
Thank you, guys.
Well, gosh, Fireman Jim, that was fun. I look forward to every Wednesday morning through
baseball,
through the World Series.
World Series.